U248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 65,000 fans will pack the stadium in Las Vegas tomorrow for the Super Bowl. CBS's Chris Van Cleef says they'll be protected by eyes in the sky.
Flying even higher, we were on board a California Air National Guard F-15 on a training mission. Fighters will be on standby to intercept aircraft if they violate tomorrow's 30-mile no-fly zone. Back on the ground, thousands of local, state, and federal officers from more than 30 agencies have swarmed the area, from roadblocks and checkpoints to seizing Super Bowl counterfeits.
I would just say to you that no city is better prepared.
That was Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Sheriff Kevin McMahill. A report by Special Counsel Robert Hur has pushed President Biden's age back to the forefront of the presidential campaign, says political analyst Larry Sabato.
The Hur report has accomplished its goal if one of the hidden motives was to damage Biden's campaign and reelection chances. It's impossible to get into the head of the special counsel, but to say he's done no favors for Joe Biden, even while not recommending criminal charges of any sort, is an understatement.
The report called Mr. Biden an elderly man with a poor memory. Israeli troops are preparing to sweep through the town of Rafah in the Gaza Strip in an effort to eliminate Hamas fighters and facilities there. CBS's Deborah Patta says the plan is controversial.
Palestinians who fled to Rafah are bracing themselves for an Israeli military advance. National Security spokesman John Kirby has said this would be a disaster for those seeking refuge there and not something the U.S. would support.
Rafah is among the places Israel urged Palestinians to move to for safety. The Collier County, Florida Sheriff's Office says the pilot and co-pilot of a two-engine jet that crashed onto an interstate yesterday have died. It happened on I-75 near Naples. More from CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Eyewitnesses along the crowded highway captured the aftermath. The plane engulfed in flames. The wreckage slammed up against the highway barrier. Emergency crews rushed to the scene, closing the interstate in both directions. Hundreds of drivers were stuck, unable to move.
Moments before the crash, the pilot told air traffic controllers he'd lost power in both engines. A lot of us aren't feeling so good.
Flu season is far from over. The Centers for Disease Control reports more than 16% of clinical lab samples tested positive in the last week of January. That's up nearly 2% from the week before. The CDC reports at least 20 million Americans have been infected since October.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. It's tax season again. Qualifying seniors in Wisconsin who'd like some help filing their returns are getting help for free. Mike Mohn reports.
Many Wisconsinites have received their income documents for filing taxes. AARP has its tax aid sites open around the state. The organization says 650 volunteers completed more than 23,000 returns for Wisconsin residents last year. AARP's Darren Wisniewski says the program can help people with limited resources avoid overpaying or turning to tax prep services they can't afford. He says the no-cost assistance might make a refund stretch a little further.
Even a modest refund for somebody who's, living on Social Security can go a long way to helping alleviate some of the financial stress that they might be under.
The volunteers are trained and IRS certified to ensure they're caught up on the latest changes to the tax code. A list of Wisconsin sites or ways to receive help online is available through the AARP website. Wisniewski says the virtual help carried out by volunteers is pretty expansive.
They've also been able to knock it down to one-visit scan so that you just come once, give your documents, and then complete everything electronically online after that, going right over to just providing online coaching.
As for in-person help, AARP's website lists 120 tax prep sites for Wisconsin this year. Most of them are senior and community centers as well as public libraries. The organization says you don't have to be a member to receive the assistance. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. Early clouds to start Sunday, then some sunshine for the afternoon. Warmer with highs in the upper 30s. Near 40 Monday, mostly sunny. Little change to the weather pattern through at least the mid part of the next week, dry and mild. Right now it's 33.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the Civic Media Spotlight, where we recap segments from radio shows around the Civic Media Network this past week. To kick off this second hour, we go to the Earl Ingram Show, where Earl and guest host Sandy Williams sat down for an interview with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. To hear the complete interview between Earl, Sandy, and Senator Johnson, head over to the Civic Media website to find the podcast for the Earl Ingram Show. You can also follow the podcast wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
Good morning and welcome to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm really fine, man. We've been waiting on this day for a while. We're really excited. It's Friday. That means my co-host Sandy Williams is on board. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's a dangerous, perilous drive out here. There was some kind of an accident. I had to detour to get here early enough so we could meet with the senator before we started on the air here.
Yeah, well, we've got a very special guest, as promised. I want to say good morning to Senator Ron Johnson. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Love that bumper music. Enjoyed our initial conversation here. Hope we didn't steal all of our thunder. But
no, that we got nothing to say.
No.
You can got all
silent mics for an hour.
Yeah, we want to first off thank you for accepting the invitation. You know, sometimes it's hard to get elected officials, even if they're school board members, to come and sit down and have a conversation, let alone a United States senator. So we're very much appreciative of you accepting the invitation.
I appreciate the invitation. As I said, I'm an open book. Based on my time frame, I like doing this stuff.
Yeah. So Sandy, I think there was something you wanted to say.
Well, you know, one of the things we did when you were scheduled earlier and rescheduled, but before that and then ongoing, we've had a process in which listeners could access a website and come up with questions that they were interested in asking you. And then there was an algorithmic process to try and weight those questions based on the importance that people put on it. Everyone who came in, they wrote a question, then they looked at all the other questions and they weighted them and whatever. And it was interesting.
So who came up with that algorithm? Because that's a hot topic now with AI.
Yeah, I know. Well, algorithm isn't the right word. You know, algorithm just means a mathematical formula, for God's sake. But the process was interesting because the questions that it then produced for us didn't relate to what's ongoing right now in Congress. It didn't relate to immigration. It didn't relate to Ukraine. It really related much more to what this show talks about a great deal, which is sort of Tom, Dick, and Mary and their situation and the things that they worry about. And so we thought maybe today we'd try to focus more on that. You've had plenty of questions pestering you about what's going on right now, and everyone's probably understanding what the answers would be. So we thought we'd address that more directly. And I thought I'd tee it up by something that we've talked about on the show, which is essentially the budget that Tom, Dick, and Mary face, the median income family. And and it ends up that the median income in Wisconsin is $73,300, and that sounds like enough, but it's two breadwinners, and so that's the average, and the average family has 1.5 kids. The average tax on that income is $18,000. The health bill that they would pay for buying their own insurance, because they probably have to with that kind of income level, is over $16,000. The average rent or housing cost is $20,000. If they have daycare, it's going to be $16,000. You end up going through a process where I haven't even plugged in utilities or anything to do with a car or anything else, and you've chewed up $73,000. And so the Wall Street Journal today pointed out that even though the economy is robust, you know, we talk about it in this macro basis, economists say things are going great. And we said that during the Trump years. We're saying that during the Biden years. The analysis by the Wall Street Journal said that the economy during all that period was robust, but the party out of power thought it wasn't, and the party in power thought it was in each case. But Tom, Dick, and Mary have struggled through that whole time period. And my question is, can't government do something about this? If these people moved to another country, they wouldn't have the health care costs that I just listed. They wouldn't have the education debt that they have. They wouldn't have a whole bunch of these. And furthermore, when I started in work and you started in work, and when all these things were different because there was a single breadwinner that got you the middle class, you had health care at work, and now you don't. So what do we do about that?
Well, first of all, let's talk about things we agree on. I agree we should be talking about this because that is what most people are concerned about. I mean, we've got issues, as you say, in Washington, D.C., and you know they come and go, but you know people have to live their lives. And I think the good news is on the major goals in life, we share those goals. You know, we want safety. We want security. We want a level of prosperity and opportunity so we can raise our kids. We want to be able to, you know, raise our kids the way we want to. So those are areas we agree on. And you know, one thing I learned coming from the private sector is you don't accomplish much in the private sector arguing all the time. You try and focus on the areas of agreement. You have something I want to buy. I want to buy it. Okay, good. That's an area of agreement. Now we can argue over what the price is. So you know, you asked me, so first of all, I hope you're not saying that's my fault.
No, I
know you're not. You know, again, solutions are not easy. You know, one thing government has done is mortgage our children's future. We're approaching $35 trillion in debt. And the Uniparty, you know, during the pandemic, a spending blowout. We went from spending $4.4 trillion for the federal government in 2019 to now we pretty well got a baseline of $6.4 trillion. A dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth 85 cents. And again, I'm not laying that at all. You know, there's spending we probably didn't need to do when Biden came into office, but there was trillions spent before that. You print all these dollars, it causes inflation, and that damage is done. So you've got inflation that's come down now, but a dollar is worth 85 cents, which does not help a family making $73,000. You know, the cost of a mortgage has doubled for a new home. You know, interest rates went up to, you know, approaching 7%, back and down a little bit. So again, there's a lot of stuff when government spends money it doesn't have, and that's what we're doing now. We had basically had a $2 trillion deficit last year, and that's unsustainable.
Let me just follow up on that, though, because part of the reason for the deficit is we reduce tax. I mean, the deficits are the result of revenue stream in and expenditures going out, and we have reduced revenues in the process, and the deficits were partially.
I think most Americans like to keep their hard-earned money.
And we can
argue whether, you know, the tax cuts from 2017, 2018 paid for themselves. They were well on their way of paying for themselves. Again, you can all how you. But again, in general, I would like Americans to keep more of their hard-earned money than to ship it off to government. That status score was $1.5 trillion. Last year, we just had a $2 trillion deficit, and that's because of spending going from $4.4 trillion primarily a spending problem.
So before we get down that road, I don't want us to miss out on the fact that the American people aren't making a wage or earning enough money. We can go down the road about the tax breaks and all those things, but that doesn't address the fact that the average American is struggling to even survive. and it's not getting any better. That's the real issue. That's the real question, whether or not
that's one of the reasons you want businesses to have as much, maintain as much of their profits as possible so they can reinvest it into their factories and pay higher wages. The more you tax businesses, the less money they have to increase wages.
Senator, except that the record after the tax cut was a great deal of buyback. I mean, the businesses invest money if it's going to improve their share price, and they do a calculation.
If they buy back their shares, that goes back to the shareholders, and then those shareholders take that money and probably invest it in other things. That's the way a free market economy works. There's not necessarily anything bad about, you know, how the money flows through the economy. What you want to do is you want to incentivize economic activity. You want people, entrepreneurs, to be able to have resources and access to capital markets.
Yeah. It's not working for the average American.
It's working for a lot of people, and it works a whole lot better than socialist systems do as well. It's not perfect. Okay. But our government's not perfect. Our tax system is way too complex.
So tell the American people who are struggling on a day-to-day basis, we can't accept that government's not perfect. People are saying we're Americans, we live in the wealthiest nation on earth, and we deserve to not struggle the way we are struggling. That's what's at the center of what I think Sandy is clearly stating.
Well, again, I think one of the divides, and I think, quite honestly, the greatest threat to this nation right now is the division. It's a horrible division. Let me just quick say, it's unfortunate because we're not a naturally divided people. As I started out earlier saying, you know, we share the same goals. So why are we so divided? I would argue it's because there are people that are pushing division, and I wish they would stop. So again, I'm trying to focus on the areas of agreement. But you know, how do you actually grow an economy so it's successful?
The economy is exploding.
We do know how to do it.
Okay? The economy is not the issue. It's exploding. Whether or not the average person is getting a share of that is the issue.
And that's always an issue in terms of allocation of resources. Listen, I do not like the growing wealth gap. You know, I had my own proposals called a true Warren Buffett tax. So I would have taken all the C corps, I would turn them into pass-through entities, tax business income at the shareholder level. I mean, you have to get into the beauty of the plan. There's some really good, but one of the main things it would do is it'd stop all this accumulation of cash in C corps that never gets taxed at the shareholder level. That'd be one of the solutions. Again, it's kind of wonkish maybe, but that's one of the things I would try and do to try and decrease that wealth gap, which I do not think is healthy.
But just when you get to this budget, the thing that I got into this, I'm an economist sort of at heart and believe in free market, the rest of it. But taxes aren't the problem for this family. If you cut their tax in half to $9,000, they'd still be living paycheck.
No, I would say currently right now, inflation was a big problem. When a dollar starts and it becomes 85 cents, and the fact you have this looming debt, so guys, the debt crisis when it hits, and it will hit.
So
when the debt crisis hits, it's not going to be very much. We have to do this.
We have to take a break.
844-967-2789 is the number. Very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. We're on it to have Senator Ron Johnson in the studio. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to 540 AM WAUK, the Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
A senior data scientist is being sought by Renaissance Learning Incorporated in Wisconsin Rapids to build, test, and deploy machine learning models. Up to 100% telecommuting is permitted. The salary between $131,400 to $197,000 per year. This position requires a master's degree in statistics, mathematics, data science, or related fields, plus 1 year of experience as a data analyst or related occupation. The 1 year of experience must include 1 year of experience with each of the following: building and testing machine learning models, developing NLP models for education contexts, machine learning algorithms, logistic regression, classification in random forest, graph databases, and learning analytics and visualization. Interested candidates must submit their resume to Liz Rengifo at immigration@renaissance.com. Reference job code 053.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocate.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. We now head to the Todd Alba Show, where Todd was joined this week by friends of the show, Trigvi Olson and Pat Kreitlow, to discuss what's going on in Washington, D.C., or better yet, what's not going on in the nation's capital. If you like what you hear, be sure to follow The Todd Alba Show and all of Civic Media's programming on your favorite social media platform.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's The Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, the world headquarters of Civic Media, our friend and colleague, the host of Up North News Radio every morning. From 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow joins us from beautiful Lake Wissota in northern Wisconsin, and Trigvi Olson, a native of River Falls, Wisconsin himself, and now with the Lincoln Project, like me, a former Republican, worked for guys like Mitch McConnell and John McCain and others, and Scott McCallum here in Wisconsin, and is now with the Lincoln Project as a senior advisor, a Renaissance man. Mr. Trigvi Olson joins us from an undisclosed location on the road. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Can we clarify in one of those earlier sentences whether there was a comma in there when you said you are high atop State Street?
He wouldn't be the first one to be high atop State Street.
Or working in radio. I've got it. Right? There's a reputation there for a reason, kids.
Yeah, that's right.
But we are the sober, serious voices of Wisconsin Talk Radio.
At least one of those is true.
One of my favorite lines, I know this is a controversial movie for some people, but Love Actually, have you guys all seen that? One of the storylines is kind of this washed up rocker. And on one of the shows, he looks in the camera and he goes, kids, listen to your Uncle Billy. Say no to drugs. Don't buy drugs. Become a pop star. And they give them to you for free.
That movie also has a Wisconsin connection because one guy can't find a girl to sleep with him, so he goes to Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. He lands in the Milwaukee International Airport.
Oh, dear.
It's fantastic. Anyway, we'll talk about that more later. Speaking of weird storylines, let's go to Washington, D.C. One of the basics of politics is to count. You have to count. And so they brought up the impeachment of the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in the House yesterday, Pat Kreitlow, didn't go so well for the Republicans.
No, you never go to the floor until you have the votes or know you have the votes. And I have to admit, I made that rookie mistake once. I thought one of my bills was all good to go. And on that session day, one of my colleagues came up and said, you know, two of us aren't with you on this bill yet. I said, I thought you were. It's like, you never actually asked us. It's like, oh, okay. So I was embarrassed. I had to pull the bill and work with them, further to work some things out. And that's fine. I was a rookie legislator. This guy's Speaker of the House.
Right?
It was just an embarrassment.
It is. I think it's ungovernable. It shows that their ability not to govern, to use a double negative there. You right. Bring up Pat, bring up Derek Van Orten. I have a new name for him, Do Nothing Derek, because here's a guy who, like the Do Nothing Congress, the Republican side of the House especially, they say they want all this reform for immigration. You have a conservative U.S. senator like Lankford from Oklahoma, Kristen Sinema, an independent from Arizona, and help me out. Marie, is it from Connecticut, the Democrat?
Chris Murphy from Connecticut.
Chris Murphy, thank you, from Connecticut. A true, actual bipartisan bill that would actually have real results. And President Joe Biden says he'll sign it into law. But the Republicans in the House say it's dead on arrival. Do Nothing Derek just says, I don't want to do anything about this. And now he votes for impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas.
this guy is just a nut job.
Okay, well, what, that was true beforehand. You're looking at causation and correlation over here.
Remember,
but as far
I'm
as this one goes, look, the comeback to Derek Van Orden and to Scott Fitzgerald, who's trying to defend this, and to every Republican, is simply this. Same as health care. Where's your plan? Mm-hmm. Where's your plan for the border? And keep in mind, whatever you're about to utter needs to get 60 votes in the Senate. So what is your plan that would get 60 votes in the Senate? And when they stammer and say, well, this one's not good, fine. What's yours? And much like healthcare and infrastructure and other things, they don't have a plan.
Pat, you live up there in Lake Wissota and just north of the beautiful Chippewa Valley area, or in the Chippewa Valley. I think a lot of folks, and give me your take on this as someone who lives on the ground, we all know, all three of us know, the value of migration labor, immigrant labor to the dairy industry, to Wisconsin's ag industry. And here you have something that could actually be supportive of Wisconsin ag producers, a legal way to get more help like this through legal migration. And Derek, do nothing, Derek Van Orten's solution is to vote against that bipartisan bill and impeach or attempt to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security.
And by the way, with Derek Van Orden being in his first term and with Mike Gallagher getting some, you know, getting some bonus points for, you know, his video that he recorded on January 6th, in some other universe, those two could have been the perfect 1-2 punch from the 3rd District and the 7th District, just wrapped around Western and Northern Wisconsin. They could have been the ones to say, on behalf of America's dairyland, the rural economy, et cetera, we want to go forward on immigration reform, starting with year-round agricultural visas for dairy farm workers, because right now all agricultural visas are seasonal only. So every migrant laborer who's undocumented on a dairy farm doesn't have a visa because we don't have anything that exists. They could have fought for that and so many things, and more moderate Republicans would have said, yeah, if only they'd had the testicular fortitude to lead the way, and they most assuredly do not.
I like that. I like that a lot, actually. Coming up tomorrow, about 2 minutes left here in this segment, Mr. Kreitlow, so remind us again who your guests are on Up North News Radio from 6 until 8.
That we are having the Women Win Wisconsin segment with Kristen Lyerly, Alicia Saunders, and Kelly Peterson. We'll also have Joe Zepecki, and we'll also have the latest results from the Marquette poll, which are being released almost as we speak, to see what the good folks of Wisconsin think of the 2024 campaign so far.
And Trigvi Olson, you've worked on polling and politics nationwide, worldwide. You confirm this or not. Charles Franklin and the folks at the Marquette Law School poll are some of the most respected people in the business, are they not?
Yeah, completely. I mean, they are the gold standard for what's going on in Wisconsin and have been for a long time. And Charles, you know, I've been on your show with Charles. Yeah. Charles is super smart, and politicos who do it for a living reach out to Charles and Craig Gilbert, who was on when I co-hosted for or guest hosted for you, mm-hmm. and want to know their opinion, because they know it as well as the guys running campaigns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Though I will add, even though the world's best poll on February 7th, almost 9 months before the election, is a snapshot. So I'm always going to give that, and so I'll have that little disclaimer all the way through here.
As Charles Frank likes to say, that polls don't vote, you do, right?
That's right.
All right, stay tuned. Thank you, Pat Kreitlow. Every morning, 6 until 8, we appreciate you. Back with Trigvi on the other side. Your phone calls as well. This one goes out to the Secretary of Homeland Security. Back after this, the Todd Allbull Show on Civic Media.
The Todd Allbull Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Tomorrow's Super Bowl is being protected by multiple layers of security, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
TSA brought in bomb-sniffing dogs from 20 airports around the country.
not only to help secure the Las Vegas airport, but also the area around Allegiant Stadium. Anyone or anything entering the game will be screened.
The game will air on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus. A special counsel's report that called President Biden an elderly man with a poor memory is a real blow to the president, says UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
This has been very damaging for Biden. And it will continue to be for the rest of the campaign, whatever the outcome.
Israeli troops are preparing to attack a town in Gaza where Palestinians were told to flee, says CBS's Deborah Patta.
Where do they run to now? We are sick of war, says this little one. We want to decorate the sky and go back to our beautiful lives.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four.
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up.
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the fourth-ranked Badgers go after a regular season sweep of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Our producer is Jason Jennings at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers are 21-6-2, 12-4-1 in the Big Ten after last night's come-from-behind 4-2 win over the Irish here at the Kohl Center. The Badgers were down 2-0 in the first period, down 2-0 late in the second when they scored three goals in a matter of a minute 56. David Cilia, the game-tying goal, and then the go-ahead goal early in the third, and Kyle McClellan stopped 21 of 23 shots as Notre Dame fell to 14-13-2, 8-9-2 in the Big Ten. They're currently in fourth place. And Ian, we'll hear from Mike Hastings, the head coach, coming up in just a bit. But usually when Notre Dame has the lead, they don't give it away, and they gave it away last night.
Yeah, we talked about the philosophy of Notre Dame, and more importantly, the philosophy of Jeff Jackson, their head coach. I mean, 18 years or whatever he's been at Notre Dame, and we talked about it early about he builds from the back end up, and defensively, you better be a good forward defensively. If not, you better score 100 goals. That's just kind of the mentality that he has. So defense first, offense second has been their mentality. And for them to lose a game that they were leading 2-0 and 23 seconds, all of a sudden it's a tie. And then just over two minutes later, they're down by one. But on the refresher of your memory for the goals, I saw Bantle walking out of the rink, and I said, nice goal. And he goes, prettiest one of the night, wasn't it?
It's like, nice empty netter from
190 feet. Yeah, okay. I'll take that. So at least there's a little bit of a swagger in their step today. I will admit that. I watched the kids come in tonight. There's a little bit of a swagger in their step, and it's good to see.
And they feel good playing in this building. They're 11-2-2 at home this season and about scored their opponents 52-19 in those 15 games. Badgers and the Fighting Irish, and we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, where Wisconsin and Notre Dame wrap up their weekend series, Badgers victorious last night in come-from-behind fashion 4-2 over the Fighting Irish. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us. And, Mike, I tell you, Notre Dame's tough to beat anyway, but when they have the lead, they're even more difficult to beat. So how'd you get it done last night?
That wasn't the recipe we were looking for, but I liked the way the night ended. You know what? I didn't think we were – I thought we had a couple of breakdowns in front of our net. Didn't give Kyle the support we usually do, and ended up playing from behind. We're a little soft at both nets in the first period. Didn't make it real difficult on Bischel early, even though we had a volume of shots, but not a boatload of them were real threatening. So for us, you know, the guys stuck with it. We had a play made, you know, an opportune moment for Christian Fitzgerald through the neutral zone to get in alone, and he finishes, and then our difference makers were difference makers, and you saw Cruz Lucius make a big time play to David Cillier, who finishes. The place is hopping. We go into break. The guys come out with the right frame of mind and are successful again. I thought Cruz went in and made a hard play to get that puck, and then makes a real skilled play to somebody in front who happened to be David Cillier, and the rest was, you know, really written.
Yeah. Oftentimes you see really skilled players don't want to do the hard things because they like having the puck on their stick, but Cruz is getting his nose dirty here, and he's done that for pretty much all season long, hasn't he?
You know what, really, really happy for the young man, because he's doing a lot of the hard things, and you're seeing the game, which it usually does when you do that, it'll pay you back. And when talented players are okay playing in between the dots and in front of both nets, their processor, which is their hockey head, really becomes an asset, and we're going to need him to do that again tonight.
You talked about your team's resiliency, happy with the way they were able to perform and come from behind. You could have really, you mentioned it, fold up your tent. You know, you get score that power play goal, it gets washed out, unfortunately, but the crowd's into it, and you could come to life, and it can really drag you down when that thing was washed out.
Yeah, you know what, momentum. I really thankful the way the game went that we were at home, because once we got the first one, the crowd got into it, and we were able to feed off that a little bit. And this group, as you know, they've got their own, you know, personality, and sometimes coach is really happy with that, maybe sometimes he isn't quite, but at the end of the day, when we get to this point in the season, we're there for support, we're there trying to direct a little bit, but at the end of the day, players make plays, and hockey players are the ones that make the difference, and we had a few last night that did.
Badgers have made it exciting at times this season, taking on Notre Dame again tonight. War with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame coming up here a little bit after 6 o'clock Central Time. Mike Hastings is with us. You know, your club allowed only 23 shots on goal last night. I know they, you know, when you're on the power play, they had a couple of three-on-one chances the other way. But otherwise, defensively, you had to be pleased with the way your club played. And then you look at Landon Slaggart, second-leading goal scorer in the Big Ten, didn't have a single shot on goal last night.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure he's going to come into the game motivated tonight. I liked our five-on-five play. Power play, we gave up as much as we did five-on-five. So they're going to, when we get to the power play, I think we've got to get a little bit of our swagger back. I think we're playing tight. We're gripping our sticks a little bit. Use each other. Support each other. Stay connected. Just like we did last night, I thought, breaking the puck out of our zone this last week. We tried to work on as much as we could at having the support in three different lanes. And I thought last night we did. And when we did that, we created offense. And we weren't spending a lot of time in our zone. So some pluses, some minuses. But at the end of the day, it ended up getting done to the way that we needed it to get done. Yeah.
Unfortunately, along the way, Owen Lindmark was injured late second period, and he's going to be out for a little while.
Yeah, you know what? We'll have Owen get evaluated on Monday, and we'll see what happens there. It's a lower body injury, but he's not going to be available tonight, which means there's an opportunity for somebody else. So we've got Mellenbacher and Scholl in the lineup, one to have one more forward. Just because of some of the minutes that some of the guys had to play last night, and hopefully the guys take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah. And it's alumni weekend here, too. Champions night tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin with 6 national championships, a lot of alumni back, and you're getting to know these alumni a little bit more closely here over the last several months, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a special group. you know, and I don't know if you were privy, but I had to watch a little bit of that round table.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, I'm a spectator when that happens, and to listen to those guys, you know, maybe pop a button or two because of the pride that they have for their team, which one won the national championship and when. When you start talking about six, that's not one or two. That's not a one-off. And to see them be as prideful as they are, hopefully some of these young men will have an opportunity to feel that way. But you know what? It's a special night. Hopefully we can go out and do justice for that group that's here. And we're very appreciative for all of the heavy lifting that they have done before our time here at Wisconsin. And hopefully we can, as I said, do them proud.
We mentioned last night the UW Badgers on their social media account. They put together six past NCAA champions: Gary Winchester, Steve Alley, Tom Gilbert, Mark Barron, Ronnie Vincent, and Chris Tanzel. It's fun. Check it out on Twitter or on YouTube, whatever the case may be. It's pretty cool. My thanks to head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Notre Dame coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Labels and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back here at the Kohl Center last night, 9,789. The paid attendance for the Badgers 4-2 come from behind win over Notre Dame. They're expecting even more here tonight for the series finale between the Badgers and the Irish. Wisconsin 3-0 against Notre Dame so far this season. And last night, Ian, you know, we saw what Notre Dame's Ryan Bischel early on was really good. First 40 minutes, he was fantastic. Badgers didn't beat him until there was less than a minute left in the second period. But at times, this Notre Dame team has had a problem scoring. And their top four goal scorers last night, Landon Slaggart, Trevor Janicki, Patrick Moynihan, and Danny Nelson combined for only six shots on goal. And Slaggart, who has 16 goals, second best in the Big Ten, didn't have a single shot on goal last night. When they don't produce, Notre Dame struggles. There's 13 times this season Notre Dame scored two goals or less, and they've lost all but one of those games. The one that they didn't lose, they ended up tying. If they score three goals, they've only lost one out of 16. That's pretty much across college hockey, but Notre Dame in particular needs its big guns to play well for it to play well overall.
Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame's got to win 3-2 or 2-1. There's no question about that, but I can't believe this is going to come out of my mouth, but the reason that the two premier goaltenders are having such good success, that being Notre Dame and McClellan for Wisconsin, is, as Bill Howard very vividly said, the system of defensive play for Wisconsin and Notre Dame is so good that they never have to worry about the backside pass. They just have to face the shooter. And that is just an unbelievable relief if you're a goaltender. If you know the guy's going to take a shot and there's going to be a rebound, the backside guy's covered.
Yeah.
If he's not going to pass it across, the backside guy's going to be covered. They'll intercept that pass. When you have that vote of confidence from your defensive core and your back-checking wingers, it's a lot easier to play goal, and both of these guys are representative of that system of defensive coverage.
Yeah, Notre Dame's allowed only 76 goals in the 29 games it's played. The Badgers have allowed only 54 goals in 29 games. That's best in the country. Wisconsin and Notre Dame, rest of the Big Ten, and we'll set the line charts for you when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Here at the Cole Center in Madison, teaching Ian Perrin how to use a tablet so he can get the stats up. You okay over there?
I'm did you do a hocus pocus abracadabra thingy? Yeah.
It's amazing when you push on what computers do.
Yeah. I pushed that.
Yeah, and it worked. There you go. You're all set. Badgers and Notre Dame earlier today. Minnesota beat Penn State 3-0. Second straight 3-0 win over the Nittany Lions is Justin Close. 30 saves, his second straight shutout. He was the number one star in the Big Ten last week. He may be again this coming week. Aaron Hughlin scored two goals for the Gophers, who've lost only once in their last 11 games. They're coming on. Currently in third place in the Big Ten with 35 points, 3 points behind second place Wisconsin. Badgers have two games in hand on the Gophers and on the first place Michigan State Spartans, who play Michigan at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit tonight at 7:30 Central Time. Michigan State won last night 5-1. 19 wins for the Spartans, the most they've had since the 2011-2012 season. They haven't won a conference regular season championship since the 2001 campaign. Badgers taking the ice here tonight at the Kohl Center as fans continue to trickle in. We look at the UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. And unfortunately, Owen Lindmark is out of the lineup for Wisconsin, the fifth-year senior from Naperville, career bests with 11 goals and 21 points, plus 17, 61% in the faceoff circle, one of the better penalty killers in all of the country. Lindmark suffered a lower body injury, non-contact injury to his leg last night late in the second period, and not only will he not play tonight, Mike Hastings told us before the game, he won't play next weekend at Ohio State either. That's a big blow.
Well, interesting. I saw him limping out of the Kohl Center late last night, and I said, what can I say on the air? And he goes, just tell him it's an undisclosed injury. And I said, hangnail? He goes, yeah, go with that.
Yeah, we go with that. So without Owen Lindmark, Tyson Dick will slide up to center the third line with senior Carson Bantle on the left wing and sophomore Charlie Stramel on the right. Bantle, an empty net goal last night, now leads the Badgers with 11 goals this season. Also, Owen Mellenbacher in the lineup, fourth line centerman. The freshman from Fort Erie, Ontario, will center Jack Horbach on the left and William Whitelaw on the right. Sawyer Scholl, freshman from Medford, is the extra skater tonight. Second line for the Badgers, left to right, freshman Quinn Finley, sophomore Christian Fitzgerald, and senior Matthew D. St. Fowl. Big goal for Fitzgerald last night to break the ice, so to speak. 5 goals, 18 points for the sophomore from Coquitlam, British Columbia. And when he uses his feet, he's very, very good.
Yeah, he's there's no question about it. It's just one of those things where you wish you could have the on button there every time, but sometimes it goes off, sometimes it comes on, sometimes it goes off, sometimes it comes on. Not the model of consistency, let's put it that way.
Also, the top line for Mike Hastings' squad, centering David Cilia, the senior from Arne Prior, Ontario. Potted a pair last night. He's got 21 points in 29 games for the Badgers. Cruz Lucius, almost a point per game in his career, 58 and 59 games played, 24 points in 25 games this season. The sophomore from Grant, Minnesota, had a couple of helpers last night. Also set up Matthew D. St. Fowl's power play goal that was washed out because of offside. But what a difference Lucius makes in the offensive end in particular.
And as I've told everybody, to have hockey sense like that, and number two, to have hands like that.
We'll get to more of our quick trip lineups here in just a bit. The Badgers and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, and we'll return in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey for Learfield.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid, or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Snow accumulation